This month, the Berkshire Natural Resources Council is carrying out a new effort across Berkshire County to speak with communities about conservation planning. The preservation nonprofit, formed in 1967, protects and maintains more than 50 properties and 10,000 acres of land around the Berkshires. Three meetings will be held in each sector of the county to address the new conservation effort. In Pittsfield at the Berkshire Athenaeum on February 5th, in North Adams at the Public Library on February 6th, and in Great Barrington at St. James Place on February 12th. BNRC President Jenny Hansel spoke with WAMC about what the council is trying to achieve.
We agreed to host these meetings when we were approached by Paul Catanzaro of the UMass Cooperative Extension. He was concerned because a lot of the towns in the eastern part of the state have open space committees that work on developing policies and support for people who want to conserve their land, but there aren't any such committees in the western part of the state, so he asked us to help convene some meetings to help facilitate the conversations between the different entities who might be thinking about land conservation.
And so what does the BNRC want to emerge from these conversations?
Well, we've been working for over 50 years to conserve land in the Berkshires, and we want to help provide the support and the resources and tools for people who want to conserve their land. And so we're reaching out through these meetings to town officials and local land trusts and other folks who might be a resource for private landowners who want to learn more about land conservation and what their options are.
On a municipal level, what could communities in the Berkshires do to facilitate more conservation?
Well, first they can educate themselves and just collect all the information about the tools that are available so they understand what the options are for people, and then make that information available to citizens of their towns.
On a private level, let's say you're a private homeowner, what could you do to contribute to this effort?
Well, you can think about what about your land makes it worth conserving. Is it adjacent to other conserved land so you could increase the size of a conserved area? Does it help build corridors that connect different habitats to each other, which is going to become even more important as the climate changes and species move their ranges? And then learn about the different options available to you. There's conservation restrictions where you retain ownership of the land, but it's conserved in perpetuity. There's donating the land. There's selling the land to an entity such as BNRC or your local land trust. And understanding the tax implications for yourself and for your heirs is very important.
So an element of this is about estate planning. Can you talk to me a little bit about why that's part of the conservation effort?
So the next few decades are predicted to be the greatest intergenerational transfer of assets in history. As the baby boomers are aging and those properties and assets are transferring to their children or grandchildren, a lot of land is going to change hands here in the Berkshires and in Massachusetts. And so what happens to that land and what you want to see happen, you've protected it, you've preserved it, you care about it, you love it, what's going to happen to it in the future, and understanding how these conservation tools can help you realize those goals.
One goal for the BNRC is to establish the high road, a walking path across the entire Berkshire County region. How does this effort tie into that larger mission?
Well, I mentioned conservation corridors, the idea of connecting up different parcels of land by preserving and conserving the land in between them. That's going to be very important for the high road as well. To connect town to town with walking paths and walking trails is going to require walking across or building trails and connections across many, many different parcels and multiple ownerships. And so how does that happen? Do we put conservation easements? Do we trail easements on those parcels? Do they become permanently conserved and belonging to a land trust or a town, or what the options might be? It's going to be in those details as we go forward that's going to make the high road possible.
What do you hope to see after these meetings in February, moving on into the rest of the year?
I hope the conversations can continue. We have so much expertise and so many resources available for the towns, for individual landowners, that we'd love to keep bringing to the table as long as people are interested in learning more about it. So for us, this is an opportunity to get to know town officials, members of conservation commissions, and the individuals who are starting to think about this, and then we can just keep those conversations going.